everyone. My name's Hannah.
And I'm Abby.
And we are
the Homegirl Hustlers.
We are here to be your guides on how to adjust your mindset, lifestyle, and habits to become the best version of yourself and pursue your passion without limits. Welcome back, Homegirl Hustlers. We're so happy to be back with you guys this week with a really exciting episode because we have some special guests that we can't wait to introduce. So this episode is all about how to turn influencing into a career with our special guests, Olivia Pascal and Jessica Martin of Whiskey and Water. So let's be real. Influencing can be a challenge to say the least. Creating and defining your brand voice, creating content, posting consistently, managing brand deals and partnerships, communication. Wow, I'm like literally winded just saying all of that. All while staying on top of the current social media platforms and trends. This can be so time consuming that influencers who are growing at a fast pace, they need assistance managing these deals in order to help the fast paced growth they're on track for. Listen in as we're joined by our special guests, owners of Mood Creative Agency and co-hosts of Whiskey and Water podcast, as they give us all the ins and the outs of the influencing industry and teach us their latest tips and tricks on all the different ways to make influencing a career. Welcome, Jessica and Olivia. We're so happy to have you on our podcast.
Howdy. Ooh,
thank you so much for having us and for the beautiful introduction.
Warm welcome.
Yes, I love that.
We are so excited for this episode, guys. We're really pumped about this.
As we are as well. It's so nice sitting down with two other fellow female podcasters, entrepreneurs, baddies. So we're super excited for this episode.
Yes. Before we get into everything, we did want to touch on your personal experience with influencing. So we noticed that Jessica, you have at the Jessica Experience with over 140K followers on social media. And then Olivia, you're killing it with also a high amount of followers. Can you both touch base on your personal experience with influencing?
Yeah. So Olivia and I, our careers are very intertwined. So a lot of this will kind of like go hand in hand. And we just, you know, are living the same life right now, basically. I started influencing before it was even really a thing. Like back in college, I was posting pictures on social media. I was growing a following organically, kind of being like a college girl vibe. And then I realized that girlfriends of mine were getting sent products for free. And I was like, I love me a deal. So what I would do is I would buy products from these brands. I would schedule photo shoots in these products with like local photographers, like before I did my own photography, before I did my own content creation. And then I would send the brand these images and be like, if you want more of this, send me some shit. And that's kind of how it happened. And then once I realized that I could like charge for these photos and then charge for the posts, I mean, it was just like game over from there. And I never stopped doing that.
That's amazing.
Why are we the same human being? Because I've done the same thing.
Your vibes fit each other. I saw your page, Olivia. I want to hear your story too, because I resonate with your vibe. Like,
funny.
Yeah, I'm like the chill, like, this just came to me.
Yeah, I mean, similarly, like, we started in the same time, kind of, but really, I started my account, we both started our accounts as models. Like, we were just we were using it more as a modeling portfolio more than anything else.
Wait. Back up. You guys, so I know that you guys were posting on social media. I did not know you guys both started out as models. So like that was,
yes.
That. I did not know about that. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so we both started really as, we're like models turned influencers turned business owners.
Yeah.
But it was a great start because, you know, we kind of just learned how to get comfortable in front of a camera. You know, it gave us a lot of really good experience with that and just being professional and going on set and kind of knowing what that side of marketing looks like. So I would say it's like a really seamless kind of like funnel.
Transition.
Honestly. Yeah. So we started with that, just sharing modeling photos. And then like she said, you know, our account started to grow and then we were just resourceful in terms of tagging these brands and making it look like it's a partnership.
Mm-hmm. But faking it till you make it, baby.
But it wasn't. So, you know, and then we transitioned into just like trade partnerships. And then eventually, I would say we kind of just like as influencing grew, we kind of grew with it. You know, once we saw people were starting to get paid for these deals, we started to consider that. We started to monetize our profiles and now we're here. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Thanks. It's been a journey for sure.
How do you guys feel maintaining all those three things right now? So like you said, model turned influencer turned business owner. Do you think that you ended at business owner and that's where you are now in this stage of life? Or do you feel like you are able to integrate all three into your lifestyle?
I think one really cool thing that Olivia and I share is a certain malleability. We are super flexible. You know, the name of our podcast is Whiskey and Water because we are so different in so many ways, but at the same time, so complementary. And we've obviously grown through this journey together and really, really seamlessly. Like everything has come very, very naturally for us. So, you know, a lot of people think that we like still model, and that's such a small, almost non-existent portion of what we do these days. Being business owners is really what takes up 99.9% of our time. And, you know, if something were to change in the future, Olivia is doing like real estate investing. I have plans to potentially write a book, things of that nature. Like, I don't think anything is ever stopping. I think that we're like constantly evolving.
Okay. No, that's amazing. That's good to know. And that's good for people to hear, because a lot of the times people get so fixated on the thing that has their focus at the moment that they fail to actually take in the opportunity that might be calling their name as they continue on their journeys.
Yeah, 100%.
I would say that one of our downfalls is potentially
too much
not staying where we're at right then and there. Like if we see opportunity and we take inventory of where we're at and we see potential, we go after it. And that's why we do have so much currently going on, but we wouldn't change that for the world.
I love that. I also love the fact that you're able to adapt and grow as you go, because I think some people just get stuck in one point of their lives where it's like, okay, I have this title, so now I'm just limited to this. But like you said, you know, Olivia going into real estate investing and you, Jessica, potentially going into writing a book and all these other things, like you're not limiting yourself. You're consistently growing and being energetic about it. You're not stuck at any point when you change your title or change the industry that you're in. You're growing. And I think that's something that's also like we talked earlier before we started the podcast, we're a similar age. And so that's something that I feel like our parents or grandparents or other generations aren't used to, right? You have one career and that's your career and that's your focus. But now you're seeing all the time people owning a business and investing in real estate and being a trainer at a gym and doing all these other things. And it's like really inspiring to see like-minded women who aren't limiting themselves and who are saying, oh, I'm passionate about this. I'm going to go for it. And then continuously growing.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's the beautiful side, you know, as much inconsistency and, you know, it's not the most stable path that someone can choose. I think there's like so much freedom and almost like privilege in deciding to go that freelancer route, because, you know, it wasn't always like we both had full-time jobs. We were at one time corporate recruiters for a mortgage firm. Like, you know, so we've done that path.
Oh, the corporate,
yeah.
Okay.
We've done that. There was a period of time where I had like a part-time job at a jewelry store. So, you know, it hasn't always been this way. But I think the beautiful thing of being a freelancer is kind of like, especially in this day and age where like everything is changing so fast with social media, you can kind of just evolve as the industry evolves. And, you know, as opportunities come to you, you can kind of decide if you want to go for it or not. And you can just, we're constantly leveling up. And that's the beautiful thing about not being in a standard, like a corporate job where there's like already this set
ladder
path to success already laid out for us. And we know exactly what mark we're going to hit in the next year and the year after that. It's like, we have no idea what next year is going to look like. We could have one business and say we're done with everything else. We could have three more businesses. Like, we just don't know. We just are like following our hearts and listening to our intuition and being each other's soundboard and going from there.
That's really good. It's good to have someone in your life that you can do that with as well, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't.
Oh, I just love this.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So we know that you both are killing the influencing game, and we know that you've come together and co-founded Mood the Agency, which if you guys listening don't know, that's their agency that they've co-founded that they've talked about with their business. They also have Whiskey and Water podcast and now, of course, Socially Ambitious as well. But Abby and I also have a similar background as we co-founded Boost Your Brand Agency. We have the Homegirl Hustlers podcast, obviously, as you guys are listening to. And we would love to hear about how you guys started your friendship and then how it turned into that business relationship. And now you guys are each other's sounding boards and how that all came to be.
Yeah. So bringing it back to like our early influencing and modeling days, we basically kind of met on Instagram. And when you're a freelance model, you're kind of like hustling for yourself. And then these brands and these clients would be like, do you know anyone else that can shoot tomorrow or whatever it may be? And, you know, we ended up booking each other a lot of jobs and we worked together so well. And we were like so complimentary because we're like the same height, similar builds, but we don't look super similar. So like clients were constantly booking us and we just had a lot of chemistry, like on set, working chemistry. And just through like booking each other jobs more and more frequently, a friendship developed from that. And then we ended up getting that corporate recruiting job together. And we were both...
Because we don't have a job that isn't together, apparently.
Yeah, we don't know how to not work together. So we started this corporate recruiting job together. So we left that. And then we started the podcast together, which was truly like our first baby. And yeah, as you guys very well know, we didn't realize how much of a business and how much of a like basically full-time job it was going to be, especially starting out, because it's not as sustainable. You don't have your systems. And we were so OD in the beginning. We had a 3-camera setup.
In 4K.
In 4K. And we had a producer that came and shot the entire thing.
For like 20 listeners, if that.
Yeah, it was insane. I don't know what we were doing. I don't know. So that was
When was this? How old were you guys when you made the switch from the recruiting to the podcast and everything else you were doing?
So we started the podcast in 2019, September 2019. Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that. So yeah, that's when we started the podcast. And then the corporate recruiting job was before then. And then we met a couple years before that. But we started the podcast. And then once we had that and it was kind of sustainable, we were like, oh shit, we should like maybe start a company. It was really difficult, but I feel like we ironed out a lot of our working boundaries and just kind of like all those little bumps in the road that you're like, oh shit, are we gonna like agree on this or align on this? And just between our communication styles, it ended up working out. And obviously, aside from being business partners, we are best friends and we also cultivate that part of our relationship. So it ended up working out. And then we ended up launching Mood in 2020. I'm so bad with the
twins.
Dates. I'm like, how long have we been doing this? So yeah, we launched the agency in 2020 and we've been doing that since. And then we launched our course. Our course officially launched like maybe a month ago.
Yeah, but we've been working on it since last year. Did you say twins? You guys launched your marketing?
We launched in 2020.
How funny is that?
That's crazy.
And that's why I'm saying that's crazy. And then just to touch on that too, what with your agency, like what does your, because I know there's so many things. Obviously, the marketing umbrella just has literally 50 million things underneath.
Yeah. So what are some like
main work? What is like some main projects or main services that you guys have found that you do a lot of through the movie
agency? Yeah, so we definitely dabbled with the idea of being a full service agency. At one point, we were like, yeah, we're going to do that.
Do everything.
This, and this. But with our backgrounds being in the influencer industry, content creator economy space, we were like, let's hone in on the things that we know we're good at and that we enjoy most. So those ended up being content creation, influencer campaigns, and social media management. So now we offer those three things, nothing else. If someone wants something else, we refer to an agency friend of ours. So those are the three things we love doing that we feel super strong and confident in, and that's what we focus on now.
I love it. And I think that's honestly, I've seen. So I told you guys before this, I'm living right now in a college town and then moving to Dallas in May because my husband's getting his master's. And there are some entrepreneur women who have that mindset of that I've met personally and that I know of personally. I can honestly name like 5 off the top of my head that I've wanted to do the same thing, right? Like, let's start an agency. You know, they're juniors or seniors in college wanting to get some experience. And it's funny how it's all the same. Like, they're like, oh, we'll just do everything, you know? And then you find out through the hard way most of the time that you can't do everything, you know, especially with just starting out. But the smart thing to do is focus on what you love, what you know best in your niche, which I love that you guys made that point because that's honestly something that I feel like a lot of people do. And then they get overwhelmed or can't figure out how to do it all great. You know, you got to just find things that you do great. And so I think that's really cool. I also think that like your chemistry, the way that you guys work, I'm even hearing the way that you guys are talking to each other and everything like that. It's just so obvious to have this amazing, high, energetic chemistry. And Abby and I have talked before. We feel like a lot of businesses love that. Yeah, look at this. There, guys, if you can't see, they're making a heart with their hands right now. But if you can't, that's a lot of what sells you too, is the energy you have about people's brands.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's funny you say that because we actually just turned down a client last week that just wasn't aligned with us energetically. And thankfully, we're, you know, at the point of the agency where we can turn down business. And it felt so good. It felt so good. Like the power in saying no is strong.
Abby and I are thinking the same thing.
We had to start that pretty early on because I'm like, there's so much beauty in how we are as people. Yeah, and it was early. It was early. We weren't even a year old.
Good for you guys.
I'm the math girl out of the group. So I'm sitting there like, you know, if we cut this client out, we're going to lose this much a month, which is this much a year. And I'm like, but I think that our energy and the things that make us happy in life, the things that make us who we are worth so much more than what money can bring. And like you guys said, you're not just building one business, you're building a life around just everything you guys can bring to the world. So why allow a couple bucks to harm that? You know, it didn't feel like a couple bucks, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, Abby was like, Hannah, just so you know, because Abby and I have, like you said, complementary strengths, which is really important when you're getting into business with someone. You want to have complementary strengths, right? You can't be the same strengths with the same personality, the same everything. It doesn't work that way. And so we're the same way. Abby's that numbers girl. She is data oriented. She's got it down. And I'm like, like you said, Jessica, you're like, oh, I wouldn't have known that when she said when we started this. I could just tell. I'm like, this is me and Abby. And we had that. And I was like, you know what? This client is hurting our culture. We don't agree with them on where their business is going. The way that we work, our working styles is completely different. And honestly, we just need to cut it. And it was a hard decision, like Abby said, too, for the numbers and all these other things. But guys, long story short, Abby and I, like with our agency, we've reached such high levels since then that I'm honestly like, would we have done that if we would have kept drowning ourselves with that one client? You know, that decision was so pivotal for us.
Yeah. And it's going to burn you out faster. Yeah. It's going to make you not enjoy your work. And it's like when you're your own business owners, you get to choose the type of work you want to do. Like you're not working this hard to work this hard for people that are ungrateful or don't align with you perfectly. You know what I mean? Like you own your business. You can make those decisions.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that.
Saying no puts you in such a position of power to only accept clients that are perfectly aligned, like your dream clients. Turning someone down now that isn't perfectly aligned is making space for what you truly are manifesting.
Oh, beautiful. Beautifully said.
So we touched a little bit on your new course, Socially Ambitious. We wanted to hear more about it from you both. So what does it entail? What value can we get from it? We want to hear about it.
Yeah, this is so exciting, you guys. This is the first podcast that we've like talked about the course on that isn't aside from our own. So super exciting. And basically, we for years have like thought of, you know, people have been like, you guys should make a course about influencing or podcasting. And we're like, yeah. And it just never really appealed to us because we were like, it's already out there. It already exists. We don't want another course that's teaching people how to make money on social media. Like,
well, because we don't care about the immediate money grab. Like, yeah, we can make a course, but are we like making a true impact? To not put our full heart and soul into something is just like not worth it for us.
Yeah. So, you know, for years we've had it in the back of our head. And finally, like the course came from a real pain point in our life, which was hiring and firing assistants as influencers. So we started hiring assistants about 3 years ago. And up until the point of making the course, we had gone through 8 assistants.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I promise we're not terrible bosses.
We're not like I swear we're not. It was really just what we learned after the 8th one was like, dude, okay, like obviously there's a pattern happening here. What is the problem? And it was that a personal assistant is not the same as an influencer's assistant, and it requires a very specific skill set that a lot of these assistants lacked. You know, we found ourselves often having to explain usage and just vocabulary in general, like influencer industry verbiage. And
it's such a new space that unless you're like an influencer yourself, these are like literally new words to the dictionary. Like influencer wasn't a word in this regard. It's such a new industry that, you know, you can't really expect people to understand it unless they've known it. And Olivia and I have such a deep understanding of it because we have been in the industry as it was cultivated in its own respect. So we realized we actually went on TikTok and we were like, hey, we're hiring, we need help. And we got an amazing applicant.
Yeah.
And it was from our current assistant, Anna, who sent us a video and was like, this is exactly why I would be your perfect assistant. And she was a micro influencer herself, like a vegan food micro influencer, travel influencer. And so we hired her and it was like a new light was brought into our world. We were like, holy she just gets it. Like, we didn't even need to train her. She just understood everything. And it's because she had been in the industry herself. And she also had some acting experience, which also helped give her an upper hand because, you know, again, we do still do some, like, you know, really small acting and modeling stuff. And it kind of goes hand in hand when you're just kind of, as influencers, your likeness is used a lot in, like, images and, you know, just all these different things. So she was just, like, the perfect applicant. And that's when it kind of dawned on us that we needed to create a course teaching people how to become the perfect influencer's assistant. And with Anna, it worked out so perfectly. Like, she absolutely loves her job, and it allowed her to work remotely from anywhere in the world and just allowed her so much freedom that she had been searching for. And she had no previous assistant experience, but, you know, we were just like, we can tell she, like, has it in her. And so we created the course in collaboration with Anna. So we have in this course the perspective of an assistant and the perspective of the influencer.
Yeah, and something else that really pushed us as well is we saw that there was a really, really high interest in the position. So when that TikTok, that TikTok kind of, I wouldn't say viral, but it kind of blew up, we received 300, literally over 300 applicants.
And, now, when they're applying, are they sending you an email? Are they, how are these applicants coming in?
In the TikTok, we said, send your resume and any relevant material to our emails.
And we kind of left it in their hands because it's not corporate. It's like, send us what you want to send us. It's almost like a test in and of itself. Like, what are you going to send us that represents yourself, your professionalism, your knowledge?
Why you're a good fit.
So, like I said, we got hundreds of applicants and so many were unqualified, but said, this is my dream job. I would love to be an influencer's assistant, but they just didn't have the skill set we were looking for. So it was kind of a mix of seeing, like, wow, so many people would love to do this job, yet so many people lack the foundational knowledge. And then we literally researched any sort of resources online for influencer assistants, and we could not find anything.
Okay. When you were getting these applicants, what were you noticing most about what they were sending in? Like, were they just sending in interest? Were they sending in basic resumes? Or were they actually sending in some interesting actual applications where you're like, wow, this is really impressive?
Honestly, it was slim pickings with the impressive ones.
We did like 3 interviews out of the 300 just because we knew that they wouldn't be great fits. And we knew that we were looking for something super specific. And I feel like a video is so non-traditional that when we received Anna's video and she was explaining to us exactly why she would be a good fit, despite the lack of experience, it was like a no-brainer for us.
Yeah, she pretty much like pitched herself and she sold herself to us and was like, I'm fully capable, I can do this. But a lot of what we received were people saying this would be an amazing learning opportunity, which is great. You know, like, we have seasonal interns at Mood. We definitely value that exchange, educating people, giving them that foot in the door, giving them that experience. However, for the person who needs to be our assistant, helping us manage these like $1,000 campaigns, we don't have the time or bandwidth to sit down and teach someone the influencer industry. So as great as it is to see that that they would love this as a great learning opportunity, that for us was a red flag. We were like, okay, then you don't know enough to be able to handle this position.
Well, and that wasn't what you guys were looking for. You weren't looking for that.
Right, and there's no room for mistakes, right? We're dealing with our livelihoods and our bank accounts. Most importantly, there's very, very little room for error. So having it be a learning experience was just something that we like could not afford, essentially.
So we made the learning experience. Yeah. We made the course. Like, that is the learning manual. That's the experience that they need. So in the course, you know, we really thought about what is everything that someone would need to know to do this role successfully and be irreplaceable and be an absolute asset to any influencer and ultimately make their lives easier and take a lot of the administrative side of what we do off of an influencer's plate so that they can focus on more things like creating content or, you know, the things that they enjoy and are good at. So that's content creation or looking at other platforms to expand on or starting a business of their own. A lot of influencers, the pipeline is mega influencer to their own brand. So we see that happening a lot. So it would alleviate them the bandwidth to start a brand of their own. So yeah, it's honestly been so great. We're so proud of the course coming out. And also something Jess is going to mention is like so many of our influencer friends needed the help.
So many of our influencer friends saw us with Anna and, you know, even previous assistants and were like, wait, someone is like managing all of your emails for you, like I would pay so much money for that. And I'm like, yes, bestie, this is, we don't even like touch our emails anymore. And it's
like an agent. They're literally like an agent.
Exactly. Yeah. We are. I feel like it is kind of bridging the gap between a regular assistant and sort of like a manager in a way. You know, they don't necessarily take commission, but you know, they're managing you and your campaigns. And like my assistant books me flights and, you know, things of that nature that I think traditionally would be some sort of like agent. But we've only had raving reviews from the course. And we've had friends that have hired these assistants and have already told us like how much easier their life is and just how much.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's just, it's such so an cool. incredible feeling. And it's so exactly cool. what we like sought out to do when we went to create this course. Like we are just not interested in, obviously the money is great, but like we would have never done this if we didn't see a true
the impact it would have.
And just having all of our, and you know, part of our course is that a bonus to the course is that we pair assistants with influencers because we have so many influencers that reach out to us and are like, please, can I hire your assistants? And we're like, absolutely. Like, that's what they're there for.
Wow. So they're like literally getting a connection from
you. Yeah, exactly. Awesome. And it's a bonus to the course. Like, we try not to frame it around that because you can also find assistant jobs elsewhere. Like, you know, you can find them on TikTok. That's how we've had some people hired, or reaching out to your favorite influencer and being like, hey, I noticed that, you know, you're trying to launch this brand. I would love to try and like help you out with anything I can. And we've had some people that have had success with that. But it's been such an incredible feeling to like see the impact this is having on people's lives and just allowing them to have the freedom that they've always been searching for.
And I think this is great too for girls who are potentially looking, like you said, the micro influencer is a big deal. I even consider myself like a micro influencer, like with how I post, with the content that I love to do. It's also just, I love being creative. And so I'll test different things with my own channels and just enjoy posting about it. But just being a micro influencer and like learning from someone with a larger following, or for someone who's maybe done more brand collaborations than you have, it's even great for you to kind of learn exactly. a lot of those aspects as well.
Yeah. I mean, our assistant Anna, when she started with us, had 3,000 followers as a micro influencer. Anna has over 30,000, like 40,000 followers now.
I wouldn't say it's like from stuff that we've trained her on, but I think just being in that environment, mm-hmm. you know, negotiating these big deals for us and seeing how we're leveraging our platforms and what we're offering these brands, it definitely doesn't hurt.
Amazing. That's amazing. I'm just, I wish this was more a thing when I was like two in college.
No,
like,
same.
It's perfect for college like girlies. Same. It really is. And that's what we've said. We needed this course back in the day. Like yeah. this would have been such an amazing way to get your foot in the door. And we also had a girl who emailed us and was like, hey, I didn't get a job as an influencer's assistant, but I did get a job in the influencer industry. And they said that this course is what gave me a leg up. And she was like, I'm so happy because this job that I got is still in the industry that I want. And like, I'm just so happy that it's allowing me to do something yeah. else.
She can apply the knowledge into something
which
else.
Was like super cool. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know touching into the influencing TikTok space, we're kind of touching into both spaces a little bit, but we wanted to ask one last question that I think our listeners would be really interested in hearing about. So we wanted to ask, along with influencing and influencer assistance that we're talking about, what are your thoughts on UGC? Because we know that this is a new industry that is ramping up, and we wanted to get your opinions on how girls may be able to get into that as well. Before I let you guys answer, I know some people from like even just personal aspects have been on TikTok and they've seen all the videos of like how you can create content, but you don't have to like post it on your personal feed if you don't want to be an influencer and stuff like that. So what are your guys' thoughts on UGC?
Yeah, it's interesting. I see that on my TikTok all the time. You know, people are starting the courses and they're like, learn from me how to make money as a UGC creator. I think it's really great. I mean, it's almost kind of why we even started the agency, because we were, you know, as influencers getting approached by a lot of brands just for strictly content creation. And we were like, okay, there's a gap in the market here. They need content, but they don't want us to post it. So that was kind of, you know, what birthed the agency. And with UGC, it's they're doing everything an influencer does except posting. So it's like they really need to know as far as like inbox negotiations, reaching out to brands, pitching themselves, creating the content, knowing what apps to use and their verbiage. It's pretty much every single thing an influencer does. You're just not posting it on your platform. And I think it's an incredible opportunity because it gives you that experience and it gives you that opportunity without having the gap of like, oh, I need time to build my account. Yeah. It's like, you don't have to build your account. You can just be perfecting your craft of creating content and selling that service to brands. I think it's epic.
And I would say, like, to anyone listening that wants to get into that space, is definitely price yourself appropriately. And when I say that, it's because I've received, we get like Mood, we'll get emails sometimes about like UGC, and the people are offering like $50 a video. Your UGC is incredibly more valuable than that. You guys need to be charging $200, $300, $400, $500 per video. So don't get bamboozled in this industry.
Ooh.
Because a lot of people, I think, are accepting less than what they actually deserve. And
that's your brands work. Have the that's budget.
Yeah. And like, you know how much money that they're making off of these ads and things of that nature. So if anyone is going to get into it, just make sure that you aren't getting bamboozled.
Yeah, I would say, you know, if it's your first few times, obviously you want the work and you want that experience, but definitely know that they have the budget. Yeah. And they are making money off these videos, especially if it's an ad.
Always negotiate. Set your rate high and they'll offer what they can offer.
Yeah, you don't know? Be afraid.
Never undersell yourself.
These are great tips. And I know, I know I said that was the last thing, but
no, keep it going.
End on this. It's advice, okay? Advice. So someone getting into either becoming an influencer or influencer assisting, wanting to learn more about that, of how to make influencing a career, and they're just starting out and they're overwhelmed, right? Because it can seem oversaturated. What would be some tips that you would give them just starting out?
So there's so many free resources out there. I mean, on our we've been doing social media, obviously, and speaking about it on our podcast for the last 3 years. And we've given like every tip and trick in the book. That's why we never created a course, because it's like, this is exactly what we talk about on our podcast. So if you guys scroll through our episodes, we title them the ones that are about social media. Definitely give a listen to those, because we're super transparent. We do something called a deep dive, which, you know, we'll go into any brand deal and talk about exactly how we got it, what our rate was, and what our deliverables are. So we're really transparent there. And aside from that, you guys should definitely follow Socially Ambitious, which is our influencers assistant course. And if you guys join the email list, we send a ton of free info there as well, and kind of just talk about what it's like to be an influencers assistant, and also what it's like to be an influencer, and kind of just what that space looks like in general, and the different tips and tricks that we use to stay organized and really treating it like a business. I think a lot of people look into influencing and things of that nature as a hobby. If you want to make it a business, treat it as a business.
Yeah. Yeah. I would second that and just say there's so much free knowledge out there. I would say deep dive into the podcast, into the TikToks, and try to absorb everything you can that people are just putting out there. Once you feel like you've kind of hit, you know, a threshold there, maybe consider starting to invest in something like a course, an ebook. You know, there's so many options from really great creators out there. Make that investment in yourself, and then just like one day at a time, because it can be so overwhelming, especially this is all new to you. So just one day at a time, practice, you know, the craft, practice taking videos, practice writing captions,
practice editing,
follow creators that inspire you, and just take it one day at a time. Because we all started there. You know, we all had our first day on the job, no matter what it is. So just have patience with yourself, have grace with yourself, and take it a day at a time.
That was amazing. Oh my gosh. I could, like, literally, that was just perfect. That was perfect.
Yay.
So Homegirl Hustlers, you guys listening, please take that advice, because I know there's a lot of people that have reached out to us with different questions or different things of wanting to start out, but just feeling overwhelmed, feeling like it's a lot, or not knowing where. And so those are great, great, great tips. And it sounds like, too, guys, their free resources and everything that they're offering and handing out that you can really take advantage of. Definitely take advantage of those and make sure to follow along, not just on their Socially Ambitious, but also on their personal ones as well. You guys can see there how they produce their own content as well. Socials, I believe, and I'm saying your last name correct, Olivia, right? It's Pascal?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Slay.
Because I just never know. So I'm like, I got to check. So Jessica, yours is at the Jessica Experience. And then Olivia, yours is at Olivia Pascal.
It's Olivia PW.
Olivia PW.
Because my full last name is Pascal Wong, but it's easier for me to just not to do the Wong. But
Olivia PW, now we won't forget it.
Yes, yes,
yes. So definitely follow along. We'll tag them in our stuff as well, but make sure you follow them along. Follow their agency as well as their Socially Ambitious course if you're interested in learning more about what this could look like for you when it comes to micro-influencing, influencing, and getting into that space, as well as, especially if you're in college looking to make some extra money and you're ambitious about it, this is great. This is a great opportunity for you to to make extra income. Yeah, exactly.
Period.
Exactly. Period. Let's go.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. I know that this is so helpful to our audience, and so I'm really excited to hear the feedback on this episode, but we really appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been a blast.
Such a pleasure.
See you, Homegirl Hustlers, next Wednesday on our next episode.
Bye, guys.